it's more polka time.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love polka. How do you guys feel about polka, just in general?
Hugh, this is it. This is your obsession. It's either Jingle Dogs or Polka Town. What is going on?
No, there's no other...
There's no other... No. I love polka.
Those are your two zones, barking or...
No, I choose dogs over polka, but if this is the runner-up, is polka. You're not feeling my polka jams? You guys complained about my jams. I bring you new jams, and now there's new complaints?
I want all of our listeners to see the game that Chris plays, you see. He gives you the thing that he wants, and then when you go, I don't like this, he gives you something 10 times worse, so that you pray. You pray for the thing that he wanted you to have originally.
Is it working? Do you miss the dogs yet? Let's go to the jam. Polka time. Sing along. Joy to the world. La la na. Who knows the words?
You don't even know the words.
No.
Get out of here. Turn this off. You're out of your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the sixth day. Is it six? Six? Yeah, sixth day of Christmas. Sure. Welcome to it, friends. Right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast during our 12 days of Christmas event. Guys, are you guys thrilled that we decided to do this again? I mean, this is a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. And I hope you're celebrating with us. I hope you at home are in the Christmas spirit, because I know I am. Have you guys been watching like a lot of Disney Plus, kind of getting into the spirit, watching a lot of Christmassy stuff?
I watched Muppets Christmas Carol yesterday.
There you go.
And I plan to watch it again today.
Oh, okay.
Absorb enough of it, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
You know, when you do that, you're like, dang, I wasn't paying close enough attention to this movie I've seen 1,000 times. I got to do it again.
You know, this has nothing to do with our topic for this episode today, but I've been watching some Disney Plus stuff. And have you guys seen, I think it's called like Disney Holiday Quest? Miriam, I was telling you about this. Yeah. Disney Holiday Quest. So they get stars from your favorite flick, Mark, from Zombies and Zombies 2.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And they basically set them off in the park on this kind of cheesy adventure. And it's kind of like, what's that show? They send you across the world to like do quests.
Amazing Race.
Thank you. It's like Amazing Race in the Magic Kingdom. And the idea is that the villains, Maleficent and the Evil Queen, are throwing like, you know, booby traps and things at you as you do these quests. And the quests are like, they got them in canoes rowing around the moat and, you know, the castle, picking up bags and doing things. And they have like an obstacle course, kind of very Japanese game show or
MXC.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, that kind of business happening. Meanwhile, it's all being hosted by Raven Simone, you know. And it was kind of cool. Like, it was a bit of a, like a fantasy. Like, how cool would that be to do some kind of like adventure game quest at night with all the holiday stuff happening in the Magic Kingdom? It was pretty cool. Like, could you imagine? I would watch that show if that was a regular show with regular people and not zombie stars. It'd be pretty cool.
What's wrong with zombie
stars?
I mean,
I like it with zombie stars too.
Sure. I mean, if you guys have seen, I still haven't seen those films. Mark, I know I got to watch it. I know you've told me to watch
it. You also got to watch Earth to Ned.
Oh, I have watched Earth to Ned. I told you. I liked it.
Oh, you watched all of it. I didn't realize you watched all of it.
No, I haven't finished it, but I watched a good chunk.
There are more being released in January, everybody. Congratulations. Wow. More episodes of Earth to Ned.
Love that. Anyway, there's lots of cool stuff on Disney Plus to check out. More Earth to Ned's coming on The Mandalorian. But if you want to feel festive, if you have kids, my kids watched this Holiday Quest and they were like, they couldn't get enough of it, because the idea of like running around the Magic Kingdom doing like cool stuff, paddling canoes and things like that, was super exciting.
That sounds fun.
There's one where they go into the Haunted Mansion and they look at the dining table in the Haunted Mansion, and then they go outside and have to do the same table settings for all the things.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was really neat. It was very cool. Anyway, there's some lots of cool things for you to check out on Disney Plus. Get you in the spirit, because we're in the spirit of Christmas. And I don't know about you guys, but when I go to the parks, and I love to go, we've talked about it many times, Bondo likes to go first week of December. Parks are usually slower, and the Christmas decorations and the Christmas activations are happening. And so we thought today, because I know somebody on this podcast loves them some decorations, we're going to talk about our favorite Christmas decorations at the parks. And it can be on the East Coast, the West Coast, just anything in the theme parks, decor-wise, that's uniquely Disney and something that you truly love. Did I sum that up about right, Miriam? Like, this is, like, you're passionate about these decorations.
I am, very.
All right. Well, then this is a pod for you, girl.
Yes. Very merry about this pod.
I'm super merry about it. You know, at a glance, when we talked about this episode, I was like, oh yeah, I like decorations. But then when I did a little research, I'm like, no, I really like these decorations. There's some really cool stuff and some stuff I really like. So, yeah. So how do we do this? We're just going to go around the horn, take turns talking about decorations.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. Okay. Well, let's have you lead it off, Queen of Decorations, Queen of All Things Pretty. Let's talk.
Got it.
Disney Park Decor.
I have a lot on my list, but I'm going to start with the Small World Holiday Christmas Light Bonanza.
Oh yeah.
At Disneyland.
Yes.
They completely cover the outside in lights, and you can't see it during the daytime, obviously. Mm-hmm. But at night, it is so cool. They do a whole lighting show every evening, and it is gorgeous. It's my favorite thing in Fantasyland over there. It's
beautiful.
The Small World Holiday lights.
I think there's
and obviously I've talked about going inside. It's a Small World during holiday time. You have to do that next time you're in Disneyland. It is the best, but the outside is just luring you into the magic.
Yeah, totally. There's a thing on Disney Plus they put out last year, like decorating the parks, and they specifically focus on that, on the It's a Small World attraction outside and inside. So you see them kind of putting it all together outside. Very cool. And they have a whole lighting experience, and it's really exciting.
And they will cue it to music like throughout the evening too. So even if you miss the lighting show, they'll do multiple shows with the lighting on there.
Love that. I'll take a stab at this. You know what I really love, and I know it might sound cheesy, but here's a decor thing that I dig. When you think of like the Magic Kingdom, you think like Main Street classic. There's something about that colonial vibe that really jives well with Christmas, you know, that old timey, that Marceline kind of 30s, 40s look that really screams Christmas is classic. But then when you go to like Hollywood Studios, it's the opposite, right? Nothing there should feel Christmassy. It's all like Hollywoodized. And so I love going to the Echo Lake and seeing Gertie, big old Gertie with this giant like Christmas bulb hanging out of her mouth, and the island with the big tree on it. And then across the lagoon of Echo Lake there, they have these giant floating old school Christmas tree lights. Mm-hmm. It's just really like, I feel like they're having some fun. Like they're like, this place does not look festive at all. Doesn't really jive with Christmas. Let's just do some ridiculous stuff. So they do, you know, they jam a ornament in Gertie's mouth. They have these huge lights that are ridiculous that float on the water. It just looks very cartoony, and I dig it, and I really like it. So
yeah,
something to definitely check out when you're at Hollywood Studios during the holiday season. Go say hi to Gertie. Good spot for pics and selfies.
So festive. There's nothing says the holidays like jamming an ornament into Gertie's mouth.
I said it. I stick by it. It's a cool pic. All right, Mark, how about you, pal?
Yeah, I'm also going to talk about something in Hollywood Studios. I don't know if this counts, but I'm going to say it does. The projections on the Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
I love those things. Have you seen the pictures of the ones from this year yet?
Mm-mm.
I haven't.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Highly recommend looking it up. There's a Muppets themed gingerbread house. There's a Frozen Arendelle sort of looking projection that happens. Mm-hmm. There's a Mickey's Christmas Carol theme one that like has sort of a Dickens vibe. And then there's the my favorite. You'd think that the Muppets one was my favorite, but my favorite is actually the Toy Story Hotel projection.
Oh,
which is super cool. Cute.
That's adorable. Yeah.
It looks super cool. And that projection mapping stuff really changes. I mean, it goes without saying, but it really changes what we're looking at, you know, like it goes from like this dilapidated sort of scary tower hotel to like the giant gingerbread house, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Total contrast. Yeah.
Yeah. Super cute. Really switch it up at nighttime.
And it's a fun spot to be in just on that street. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Sunset Boulevard.
They light the palm trees up all red and green. Mm-hmm. It's a nice time.
Yeah, it really pops. Like it goes from this antique-y kind of vibe to like just Christmas wonderland. Lots of like big, bold, broad colors. It's just super fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool place to be. Miriam.
Okay, so my next one is just all of New Orleans Square. So my favorite thing in New Orleans Square that they do, they have a giant Mardi Gras mask that's hung between the two buildings or between the buildings. It's gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the garlands are strings of beads instead of like traditional greenery.
Mm-hmm.
And all the reeds are beads and have masks and different instruments. So it's like very Mardi Gras, but for Christmas. And
that's cool.
So pretty. So that has like all my favorite colors in there. It's like pinks and purples and teals. And that mask is just one of my favorite Christmas decorations. So.
I've never been to Disneyland during the holidays. Like, that's
you
a must.
Up.
I know.
You messed up bad.
I just haven't yet. You messed up. Tisk, tisk.
So pretty there.
Yeah. I bet. That sounds beautiful.
And it's smaller, so they can literally decorate every corner of the park. So
I
feel like in Disney World, they're just decorating like main streets.
Well, I would think that at Disneyland, because it's so concentrated, it would just feel like you're inundated with decorations.
And they really theme each land.
Yeah.
So the decorations stay on theme. And I like that.
Yeah, because Magic Kingdom is pretty spacious. I mean, they still pack it, but like it would just feel like no matter, you swing a dead cat and you're hitting a Christmas decoration if you're in Disneyland.
Why do you have dead cats in Disneyland? What are you doing?
Well, they have the cats that get the mice at night, don't they? You tell me they don't die.
Do not hurt the wild Disneyland cats.
I just swung one. I didn't hurt it. They got 9 lives. They're good.
Oh, boy.
All right. I got another one. Can I talk about something that's in a hotel or do I have to stick with the parks? Because you know what I'm going to say.
Why not?
Those gingerbread houses, man. I mean, like, it's kind of the ultimate decoration. It's not just beautiful. It's food. The smells and just the, it screams Christmas. Gingerbread equals Christmas, in my view. And when you go into some of these hotels and you see these beautiful works of art, and they're works of art.
Again,
if you watch that same Christmas special on Disney Plus, they'll show you Whoopi Goldberg and friends building this thing. What I didn't realize, it was on kind of like a wooden frame. I thought the whole thing was just straight up gingerbread, but it's like a wooden house. And then they kind of piece every like tile and slat of gingerbread on top. They attach it to this wooden frame, but it is so much gingerbread and it is so like, it's legit. I just want to eat it. I wish I knew. What do they do at the end? Is there a day where if you show up, it's like Jan 2, where they just let you eat the things in the hotel? Like, how does this work?
No way.
Why not?
No, you don't want that. You want because the soft gingerbread Mickey cookie. You don't want the hard gingerbread that they could build a structure out of.
Okay, let's meet in the middle. You get a piece of, say they go, okay, Bondo, here's a piece of roof. Thank you. And then they provide you with a nice hot chocolate or glass of milk as a dunker. You dunk and soften and eat and dunk and soften
it
and eat.
It also has royal icing glue. So no, I think you're breaking your teeth.
I'm confused. Is it icing or glue? It can't be both.
The royal icing is like glue. It hardens.
But you're calling it icing. It's icing, right? It's going to be delicious.
You're going to break your teeth. I'm just telling you.
You're crushing my soul here, guys. I want to eat that thing.
I want to say that I appreciate a hard, crunchy gingerbread almost as much as I appreciate a soft, chewy gingerbread.
Okay.
So I like a little hard gingerbread man from the grocery store is my childhood. You snap off the leg and you eat it and it crunches and the icing is hard. You know, like there's like an icing face that you have to like really bite into. Like it's a candy head. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, this isn't fresh out of the oven.
No. This thing is hard for sure.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between that and having a gingerbread house that has sat out for a month.
Two months.
Made out of the crunchy, hard gingerbread.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way Disney is going to serve anybody this gingerbread it's been sitting in the lobby of a hotel for 2 months.
You're forgetting the dunk variable, though. You got to soften that bad boy up when you put it in hot chocolate. Mm, little cocoa.
There's still the possibility of mold and all kinds.
It's magical. That thing is magical. There can be no mold on it. Come on now.
You don't think that there's mold growing on the one in the Haunted Mansion? You think that
I didn't say I wanted to eat that one.
Feeling ready to go.
Now I want a classy one. Give me the Grand Floridian. I'll eat that one. Someone probably cleans it every day, you know?
Oh, yeah. So you want to eat gingerbread with cleaning product on it?
I mean, like, they just hand clean it. They just make sure there's no, like, rat poop on there or anything. You know, just make sure it's nice. And... All right. Mark, give me some more decorations before I sink further into this hole.
Well, actually, my number two is also the gingerbread houses.
Oh, I love
spending a day just going from, like, I love, you know, I love going to the parks as well, but I also love spending one day. dedicate one day to either going to one resort or going resort hopping, like different hotels or whatever. Yeah. And during the holidays, that's my choice, is to go and tour all the gingerbreads. I like to go see the gingerbread houses. What I was going to bring up, though, is, are you two aware of the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog that comes out?
I'm not.
It's, you got to look this thing up. The Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog is like extravagant, like bonkers, extravagant cucamonga gifts. And not this year, but maybe 4 or 5 years ago, one of the things that you could get somebody, I think it was $20,000.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Was a life-size gingerbread house. Like, and life-size for children, right? Like, it's a gingerbread house big enough that a child could go into, like a play structure.
Playhouse size, yeah.
Yeah. And I had a friend at the time that was going through a very bad breakup, and he had nowhere to live, and I tried to raise the money to buy him this house and put it up at the comedy club where we all hang out. There was enough. I measured it out. There was enough room if we cleared the tables and chairs in the bar lobby area that we could erect this structure there. Obviously, I did not raise enough money. And the little bit of money that I did end up raising went to charity instead of our poor friend who needed a place to live. And I thought, what insult to injury after he's going through a terrible breakup to force him to live in a gingerbread house in the middle of a comedy club. What a sad life.
You can get him to lock up. Doesn't sound so bad.
Anyway, you got to look this thing up. We should spend a whole episode. I know it has nothing to do with theme parks, but we should spend a whole episode just going through the Neiman Marcus catalog, because it's bananas.
All right.
One year, one of the things you could get was art for the bottom of your swimming pool. Like, it's just, what? What do you mean? This is $100,000 art, glass art by this, I can't remember the name of the artist, but he's very famous. Ah, it's going to bother me. But this glass art that you could put at the bottom of your pool.
Like, you worried about diving into it and like hitting it or something?
Well, it's not sharp. It's not going to stab you and you're going to die.
I know, but I could get a concussion or something. I mean, if I dove into the pool, I'm a deep diver.
If you hit your head on the bottom of a pool, you're getting a concussion whether there's art or not, right?
Well,
it's going to happen to you no matter what there.
It just seems like it's another obstacle. It's dangerous. I don't know. Guys, this Neiman Marcus catalog sounds dangerous. It's houses, it's glass stuff. I don't know.
It's dangerous for anybody's bank account that goes near it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Miriam, give us some more decorations.
My next decorations are all of Cars Land.
Oh,
it's
gorgeous.
Cute in there. There's like a little snowman car right at the entrance of Cars Land. They do these really cute air filter garlands between the buildings, and they're that huge tire stack outside of Luigi's. They decorate into a Christmas tree. They have like little wheel hub or hubcap Christmas trees everywhere. Yeah, it's so cute. And then my favorite part of it is they have these little movie posters that they make Christmas puns out of. And so my favorite ones are the Lug Nutcracker, featuring the Voltshoi Ballet instead of the Bolshoi.
Bolshoi. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And then the other one is a Coolant Runnings one. And this one has a funny tagline. It says, from the studio that brought you the Mighty Trucks, one dream, 4 forklifts, 20 below zero. Coolant Runnings. Hilarious. And then the Santa Clutch. So it's just so cute. They just decorate every square inch of that thing and put really cute details for you to find in there. I love
What's the Santa Clutch? What is that? A movie?
Like the Santa Claus, but the Santa Clutch.
Okay. Not as good as the other ones, but cool. Be critical. He said, nah, it's okay. It's gorgeous, especially at night. I mean, it's bonkers.
Yeah. I mean, I love it any time of the day.
True.
So cute in there. But I do like the doo-wop 50s Christmas music they play in there at night instead of their regular music. Yeah. So
that's fun.
Pretty darn cute.
I was about to say
the music that they play in there just all the time is nice. So
yes,
extra nice at the holidays for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving it back over to me. I'm going to say, and maybe this is lame, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm a poinsettia guy, and I'm a poinsettia man. You heard it from me, right? From the horse's
mouth. That's a t-shirt that needs to happen. Or a sweater, actually. It's a sweater.
I'm a poinsettia guy.
Yeah.
I really appreciate how once the Christmas turnaround happens, it's poinsettia madness in every kind of flower bed, like, you know, that big arrangement that's always out front, in front of the train station at the main gate. They just integrate poinsettias into everything. Even the wreaths, like those beautiful wreaths that go along Main Street that are, you know, so visually stunning.
On the
lamppost, yeah, because they kind of, they're thrusted into your eye line as you look towards the castle. All like kitted out with poinsettias. Any kind of like potters or planters are full of poinsettias. I love poinsettias. I wish you get them more than just Christmas. Yeah, I just feel like no stone is unturned when you go to any of these Disney parks. Any opportunity they're going to have to decorate, they do. And so there's a lot of, you know, floral stuff and garden stuff. And the fact that they spend so much time on it, especially at the main gate, it's so beautiful. I love that stuff, the floral stuff. So, and the poinsettias, mwah. As Mark says, chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Love it.
I love that you're a poinsettia guy.
I am a poinsettia guy. I always try to, like, you know, if you go to someone's house during the holidays, I try to drag a poinsettia over there. You can get them at the grocery store. They're not expensive, you know? It's like, hey, Merry Christmas. It's a nice way to brighten up someone's home and say Merry Christmas at the same time and be a good guest. You know, I haven't done that this year, wink, wink, but, you know, in years past, for sure.
Wait, so are you wink, winking at me? Like, you want me to come over and bring you a poinsettia?
No, I mean, no, it's more like there's a pandemic and I'm not going to anybody's house, so.
Oh, I see. You're
that kind of wink, wink.
The wink, wink is to yourself.
But, I mean, you could
wink, winking. To me, well, being
you can interpret it as such and bring me a poinsettia sometime. Don't be, you know, such a cheapo. Bring me some.
Such a cheapo. I love this accusation happening. I love that I'm being called a cheapo as I'm skimming through the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog.
It's not something for me.
I'm trying to find this year's. I haven't seen this year's yet. And I honestly had forgotten about it until I just said it just now. And I went, I haven't looked at it yet this year. Every year I look at this thing and I laugh my head off because it's incredible. But I can't seem to find it, which is very sad about that.
All right, Mark, your last beautiful Disney park decoration.
No, I don't have one now because now I'm just looking for this Neiman Marcus thing.
Well, that's fine because I'm sure Miriam can do yours for you because she's like a huge list.
I think Mark will like this. Did you guys see, this was new last year at the Animal Kingdom, they had a Merry Menagerie of puppets?
No.
What?
Oh my gosh, you guys, this was so cool. They had puppeteers all in front of the Tree of Life. Right?
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
And they were all these beautiful winter animal puppets, and they were so cute. And at some point, you forget that somebody is like a puppeteer there controlling them. They really seemed lifelike, even though they were all almost like they came out of Frozen. They were all white and blues and so cute. They had a fox, a polar bear, and baby penguins and a reindeer. And it was the cutest thing ever. And they would just interact with guests with them. And they were adorable. So I think that was probably the best Christmas decoration and or experience from last year at the Animal Kingdom. And I also really love their huge Christmas tree out front. That's my favorite Christmas tree during the holidays is the Animal Kingdom one because they have all those really cool animal ornaments on there.
Yeah.
So
I do like that tree too. Yeah.
It was cute seeing like little kids petting these little puppet like bears and things. And
yes. Yeah. And like I was saying, the puppeteers were incredible. They would just like blink at you and you really felt like they looked like they were completely lifelike and it was amazing.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Yeah. I hope they do that again. So beautiful. Cool. What else you got on your list? Why don't you just give us the lightning round version, Miriam, of all your stuff.
That was it.
Oh, perfect. Love it. Love it. All right, friends. Well, hey, we are talking Disney park decorations for the Christmas holidays. You got to hand it to the man. They spare no expense. It is some beautiful stuff. In every inch of the park, you're going to find some kind of Christmas decor. And this is just really we're just talking the tip of the iceberg here. There's so many beautiful things, even though we ran out on the show. But anyway, you feel us. All right. Well, let's get on out of here, guys. That was day six.
Arf, 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 arf.
See?
After the polka. Now he's desensitizing us.
You missed it.
See what he does? This is how he does.
It's working. It's working. All right, friends.
No, it's not. I still hate this song.
I know you don't. You love it. All right, friends. Check us on out tomorrow for the seventh day of the 12 days of Christmas for more theme park and Christmas fun right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Hopefully we're giving you some festive vibes, guys. Get snuggly. Get by a fire, you know. Drink a cocoa and enjoy the pods with us because it's Christmas. Happy ho-ho, friends. We'll see you tomorrow. on the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
I don't like how your voice got warm at the end of
it. That was on purpose. You ruined it. You ruined the warmness of my voice. You ruined it. You ruined it. Way to go, man. All right. Bye. See you tomorrow. Ho, ho.